Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Pankowitz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vert Pena. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doran moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vert Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena takes first base on ball four. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena misplays the ball. That's an error on Pena. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Santana reaches second base with a double. Hatcher throws the ball into Garner, who tags Santana trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykstra hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baz. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Baz steals second. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Pankowitz strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Pankowitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bert Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykstra hits a line drive beyond third. Garner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Dykstra moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baz hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Pankowitz hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Waller pinch hits for Mike Scott. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Nepper now pitching. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santana is called out on strikes. One out. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Cid Fernandez. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Mukie Wilson now playing center field. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling pinch hits for Phil Garner. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Walling now playing third base. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez is hit by the pitch. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Baz reaches second base with a double. Terry Pohl pinch hits for Jim Pankowitz. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bailey pinch hits for Bert Peña. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baz scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Danny Darwin pinch runs for Mark Bailey. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Bob Nepper. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.